Today, you and I are going to learn how to relax and bring God's Word into our hearts. We're going to ask for peace and rest in our mind and spirit. Relaxation is therapeutic, and when done with God's Word, it helps us to allow it deeply in our spirit, vanishing the busyness of our lives. First, we're going to learn how to relax our muscles through proper breathing. Then we will learn progressive muscle relaxation. And finally, we're going to visit God's creation to understand how awesome and complete it is. Along the way, we will meditate in His Word, understanding how deep and high His love is for us. Meditation simply means focused thinking. Close your eyes. Get in a comfortable position in comfortable clothes. Dim the lights and relax your body. Stretch your legs or lie down. Make sure the temperature is pleasant and there will be no interruptions. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful, he tells us in Colossians. And Isaiah says, "Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." Together, we're going to learn how to breathe deeply, calming our body, allowing our body to replenish its oxygen. Let your mind clear and feel the calmness. As a thought comes, don't fight it. Just let it go. Place one hand over your chest and the other on your stomach. Our breathing should be felt through our abdomen. Our chest should be still. As we breathe through our diaphragm, we are deeply breathing and replenishing our body with much needed oxygen. Take a deep breath through your nose all the way down to your stomach. Hold and let go through your mouth. Again, breathe in through your nose. One, two. Out through your mouth. Two, three, four. We're purposely slowing our breathing down. One more time. Breathe in. One, two. Breathe out. Two, three, four. Relax your body and listen to what the Lord has to say. Continue breathing deeply on your own. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Now, tense all your muscles at once. Hold. Now let go. Again. Tense and relax. You're beginning to feel more relaxed and peaceful. Your body feels like it is melting in your chair. Next, we're going to relax muscle by muscle. Continue to breathe deeply as today's cares are fading and falling away. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, says the Lord. We're going to start with our feet. Tense them. Point your toes upward. Tense. Hold. Now relax. Next, tense your legs and thighs. Straighten your knees. hold, and relax. With every breath, you feel all of your cares fading away. We feel good. We are letting our negative thoughts go. Our stomach is tense and tight. Tighten it a little more. Hold, release, and relax. Next, straighten and tense your arms. Hold and relax as you shake them. Do the same with your hands. Tense them. Now relax and wiggle your fingers. Our neck is a tension collector, and we're going to concentrate on it and relax it, bone by bone. The same with your spine and back. Think of each vertebrae and see it releasing tension. You're comfortable, relaxed, your mind is quiet. Relax your neck, relax your back. Open your mouth and hold. Gently close, lips barely touching. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. You and I are going to take a walk into God's wonderful creation as it was in the beginning, pure, clean, natural, and sinless, as He created it for us to care for and enjoy. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and He said, "Let there be light," and He separated it from the darkness. He made the morning and the evening, the water and the sky. He spoke the trees and the birds in the sky into existence, and the creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing. And God saw that it was good. God created all the animals according to their kind, and then He created man in His own image. And from man, He made woman. Male and female, He created them. And it was all good. I imagine Adam and Eve rejoicing like little children with their newfound life, walking in nature and discovering the earth, the sweet smell of a meadow full of flowers, large and small of every color, laid out like a soft, inviting blanket. A gentle breeze caresses so delicately, and moving the leaves on the tree, the sound of a thousand happy leaves, all singing praise to the God who made them. The perfect fruit on a nearby tree, refreshing and satisfying. Not a care in the world. What was it like to get up every morning in paradise? Everything is perfect and relaxed. Hear the sound of streaming water falling into a calm pool that is surrounded by green, shady trees. And in the evening, We walk in the cool of the day to learn from the Creator Himself, teaching and instructing the perfect life. I want to be there, Lord. I think of all the wonderful experiences that Adam and Eve had in Your presence. Teach me to expect and invite Your presence and instruction in my life through Your Word. Teach me to accept it and to live it to the fullest. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet Your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are You not much more valuable than they? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Psalm says, I will exalt You, my God, the King. I will praise Your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise You and extol Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. I am thankful, Lord, that I can give You praise, that I am Your child, and that You love me. I am thankful that Your greatness takes away my heaviness, and that You are more than willing and capable to lift my burden from me, Lord. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made. I pray, Lord, You teach me how to be more like You. May Your grace and compassion abound in me towards those I love. Teach me, Lord, to be more like You. Show me Your compassion and Your grace as I go through life. The Lord is faithful to all His promises and loving towards all He has made. You are faithful to all Your promises. I can trust Your word completely and rest in it. You are loving towards all You have made. That includes me. Let Your truth reside in my heart and accept Your unconditional love. Help me to see me as You see me, to accept me as You accept me, to rest in Your promises always. I am peaceful. I am thankful. I feel good. God is good, and my life is good.